Okay, so today is Daf Samach Dalet. We're on Samach Dalet on the fourth line. Tony Echad. So the truth is, we had a theory yesterday. We brought two brises that were close to each other. So Tony Echad, one brisa said Hashochet, whether the shechter, whether the one who actually does the shechita, Bechad Azorek, or the one who does the zvika, Bechad Amolek. Even if you do a bird carbon that day on Erev Pesach, even if you do a bird carbon, you do Malika, and you happen to have Chametz in your possession, you're over on that Itzer. The Echad Hamazeh. And the guy who, what's mazeh? Sprinkles? That's a zorik. What exactly is a mazeh? Something else. The one who is medame al mizbeach. I'm not sure what that is. How they translate it? Oh, the one who squeezes the blood of a bird carbon. Oh. Ella, the answer is, ha, Reb Shimon. One brisa is Reb Shimon. Ella ha, ba, ha, Reb Shimon. They're both Reb Shimon. As Rashi says in the first skinny line, Tarvayu Hanach Masnis Reb Shimon de Masnisen. Both of these brises that contradict are the same brisa, are the same person as Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. The Potter Ashar Kabanos Ba'arba Asar. He pottered other Kabanos on the 14th, Umachayev Aleha B'moed. But he made Yuchayev on Chalamoid. And this is how you're going to read these two brises. Malika Amalika Lokasha. Malika is not a stira. Kan Ba'arba Asar, Kan Ba'chalo Shamoid. One is on the 14th. On the 14th, he's going to Chayev. Because it's not a carbon Pesach. On the rest of the Pesach, on the rest of Yontif, you are. The Idi Reb Shimon hi. If you have Chomet, you chayev. Yeah. Right. The Idi, no, you chayev for doing a carbon while you possess Chomet.
That's not.
That's what we're discussing. That's what, yes, according to him, yes. And the Idi, Idi Reb Shimon hi. And they're both Reb Shimon. We just said that one line ago. The both of Shimon. So repeat it again. Why do we repeat it again? Yeah, okay. Because the truth is that one of these stiras is within the same brisa. Two brisa, and within the same second brisa, there was a stira. Haktara, haktara, namilo kasha. There's also no stira whether or not the one who's makter the carbon is chayev. Tanahi, that's a machlokas tanoim. Ika demakish aktara l'shchita. One compares the aktara to shchita, so you'd be chayiv. Tikkun leman the lo makish, and there's one who doesn't. Therefore, you would not be chayiv for that. Okay. Now back to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer afa tamid. Even if you shech the carbon tamid al ben harbayim, and you have chametz in your possession, you're over on this iser. Why? My time with Rabbi Yehuda, amalach. He says like this: zevach zivche zevach. Hamiyuchidli, it's the one that's special to me. Umaynihu, what is that? That's the carbon tamid. Why? Because it's brought every day. Shimon Omer, Pesach ba'arba asar, that if the Pesach is brought on the 14th, then you're chayiv. Other zvachim on the board on the 14th, you're potter. The guy brings the carbon whatever on the 14th, he's potter. But on the yontif, if you happen to bring the carbon Pesach, how you could do that even on yontif? And you have chametz still, you chayev also. So my time with Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's reason? The chsiv it says there are two psukim that say zivchei, zivchei. Right, one pasuk says lo sizbech al chametz dam zivchi. Don't check the carbon pesach while you still have chametz. That's in Shemos. And the different parsha in Shemos says it's the exact same pasuk lo sizbech al chametz dam zivchi. Says it twice. Same pasuk twice. So listen to this. Zivchei zivchei trei zimni. Kari be zevach zivchayai. So there are two words of zivchei are comprised of a zayin, a beis, a ches, and a yud. So take one yud away from one of the zevachs, put it by the other zevach, that will change the word from zivchi to zivchai, which is plural. That's what he's trying to do.
Why would you do that?
What? Because I'll tell you why. Now, if I do that, I have just increased the number of karbanos that you chayev for this avera. So Rashi says, "Zivchei zivchei trei zimni trei korek sivi." There are two psukim. Shakil yud dechad minayu. Take the yud from one of them. Vishadi aidach and stick it by the other one. Vikari bay zevach, and then one will say only zevach without a yud.
What type of rule is this?
I don't know. The Hainu Pesach, which means the Pesach, Vikari Be Zivchi, And then the rest, the other word will say zivchayi, which is plural for karbanos, l'shar zvachim, for other karbanos.
Which one is
this one? Yeah. What?
It's not,
right?
But how do you do that?
I don't know.
Making drasha, but based on what?
That's right.
Now, the Gemara is going to ask a question which maybe is sort of what you're asking, not really, a little bit. What's the Lamai Hilchas of Plugin Rachmana Bahadidadi, Velok Ziv Zivchi? So, why did the Torah write it like that? The Torah wanted it to say Zivchi, why didn't it write it like that? Right?
No.
Why didn't he?
Right.
So why didn't the Torah write it like that? So, the Gemara says, Lamein Mar to tell you that Bizman de Ikazebach on Erev Pesach, when you bring in that carbon, Lo Machayev Zivchi. You're not chayev on the other kabbanos. Remember, Rav Shimon holds it doesn't apply erev Pesach. It only applies on the rest on Pesach. Bizman deleket zevach when there is no carbon Pesach. For example, Pesach mechayev azivchi. Then you would be chayev on other kabbanos if you had chametz. Can I just say that? I don't know.
Are you all chayev? The rest of Pesach are always chayev.
According to him, if you shacht another animal on Pesach with chametz in your possession, you're over this lav. I don't know. No, it doesn't. The Gemara says you gotta have chametz with you. Okay. Next, ubamoed. Then we said like this: if someone shechs a carbon pesach on chalamoid, so if you did it lishma, if you did it l'shem pesach, which is no such thing as a pesach on chalamoid. But if you did a lishma, and you potter, why you potter? Because no such thing, right? But if you did a shalol lishma, then you chayev. Shalol lishma would mean a shlamim, right? Then you chayev. So, taima de lishma de shalol lishma. That's because he had a shalol lishma intent. Hastama. What if it's stam? Stam, potter. You'd be potter. The question is, am I? Pesach, b'shayimos hashana, shlamim havi. Pesach, on the rest of the year, is a shlamim. Shmashmina, you see from here, that Pesach, b'shayimos hashana, b'y akira. You have to, like, uproot it. It was a Pesach, and if you have stamach, if you stam shecht it without really thinking about it, you're still going to be chai, it's still a problem. Why? Because it hasn't been uprooted. It has to be uprooted. What have you been uprooted? Oh, it's the middle of the summer now. This can't be a carbon Pesach. I just found you. Where were you? Where was this animal hiding? I found it. So you have to uproot it. Amr of Chama Chia Bargamda Nizrakal Bipi Chabura. We discussed this in the Chabura. The Amru Kigon Shahayit Baalim Tamimais. The Baal was a Tamimais. The Nidchen LePesach Sheni. And you pushed it off to pay. You have to push off the Pesach Sheni. The Mistame L'Shum Pesach Koi. Mistama, it's for Pesach. Therefore what?
It says here, only in this case does the offering have to be changed.
Right. In other words, I was going to bring a carbon Pesach on Pesach. A few days, a week before, 2 weeks before, I got my animal, I was all excited. Then what happened? I had to go to Olivia, unfortunately, and I wasn't able to bring the carbon Pesach. So I'll keep this animal for a month. Right? I'll come back next month. Can I do that? I think that's what he's saying. Right? Can I do that? As long as it was in the first year. So I don't know. That's what he's discussing. But it's not Pesach anymore. So what is Pesach Sheni?
Yeah, what's the whole purpose of Pesach Sheni?
Right?
If you say that no, then what's the whole purpose of Pesach Sheni?
So you might need an Akira, this is pushed off, it's not available now for Pesach Sheni, and you have to uproot it and get another one.
Okay.
Alright? Next is the famous Mishnah. HaPesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kitos. A Pesach was shechted in three stages, three groups of people came, three shifts, right? Shenemar, like it says, V'Shachatu Osa Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Kahal, the Eda, the Yisrael. Three groups. Nichtasa Kas Rishona, the first shift came in. Nismaleya Ha'azara, the Azara was full of people, packed. Nalu Dalsas Ha'azara, so they closed the doors of the Azara. so that nobody else should come in because it's pretty full. Tiku, they blew shofar. Hariyu, they blew a trua. Vitiku, they blew shofar again. Hakahanim omdim shuros shuros. The kahanim stood in two rows. Ubi dehem, and in their hands, bazichei kesef, ubazichei zav, were a bowl, a spoon of kesef, of gold, and one silver. Shura kikula kesef kesef, v'shura kikula zav zav. One was only gold, one was only silver. Lo hayim be'uravin, they would not mix up the gold and silver. The Gemara is going to say, it's only because it looks beautiful like that. That's all. Lo hayim le'bazichin shulayim, the bazichin didn't have a base. They were pointy. Didn't have a base. Why not? Shema yanicham, you didn't want anyone to put it down. V'yikrash hadam, the dam would congeal. So the bedafka made it, that has a point, you can't put it down. You have to hold it. And if you're holding it, you'll remember. Now it says, Shachat Yisrael, the Yisrael does Shechita, says Rashi, in the second wide line, in the beginning of the line, Im Yirtza, if he wants to. Shehashchita kishera bizarim. Because Shechita is kasher with a zar, kicha b'chal kabanos, with all kabanos. Sfasema says, if not for Rashi, I would say that it's preferable that a Yisrael does the Shechita, so the Kahanim are freed up to do other things. I would have said that. That's how the Mishnah said it. We know that a Yisrael is kosher to do Shechita. We know that. President Mishnah glad I'm going to say it, because the Rashi says if they want to. Right? Maybe a guy who has a little bit of expertise, but let him. Now, Sfasema seems to say, we would prefer that. We prefer that. Let the Kahana not be busy with that. Right? They're so busy.
What's this Kedorma? This the Pasuk, the going on the
what Pasuk?
Shachdor so called Kala, that's the show. It's going on in Egypt? In the
tribe? That Pasuk.
It's in your days?
Yeah.
How do you extrapolate that to.
So?
There's no bad or nothing.
What? Yeah, but all the rules of Karban Pesach, I learned that from there.
Yeah, but. There's no bad. There,
so?
Right? So how do you extrapolate? What do you three shifts of what? Obviously.
It's just a remez. Just the that's all it is.
And is this historical or just that you have to have
it happened? No, so we're going to see in the Gemara. They had to have three shifts. The third shift never finished. You'll see in a minute. This is not the biggest rule in the world. So Shachat Yisrael, Judah Shechita, the Kohen, the Kibah HaKohen, the Kohen catches the Dam, Nasan LeChavero, he gives it to his friend, Chavero LeChavero, on down the chain, Umakabal as Hamole, they keep on sending down this cup full of blood, and they return it empty. They return the cup empty. They took it all the way to the Mizbeach, sprinkled it, sent it back. Like a chain, back and forth. An assembly line. But
wash it out, could it be blood from the previous?
No, could be blood from the previous. Kohen akar v'etzel Mizbeach, the Kohen that's closest to the Mizbeach, Zorko Zrika Achat, he would sprinkle one sprinkling, Keneged HaYisod, next to the Yisod, Yatzas HaKat Rishona, the first cut went out, Nichtas a kat shnia. The second kat came in. Yatas a shnia, nichtas shlishis. The second one came out, the third one came in. Kemaisi rishona, kachmaisa shnia, vashlishis. Same thing was done by the second, same thing was done by the third. Karu es a halal. They recited halal. Who's they? Rashi says, akol kitos koi. Each group, Tosfos says, look at the bottom Tosfos, Pirish, Levium. No, it was the Levium. Ditanya, because we learned, Bitosefta, Yisrael Shochatin, Espischeim, the Yisrael Shechtin, the Levium Korin is a halal. The Levium were the ones that recited to Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Right? Then Tosfos goes on to say, listen to this Tosfos, Koshalari. Damrin beperek ein arachin beerchin ubeketzad mavarchin. We learned all these places. Ein omrim shira ela al hayayin. You only say shira on wine. V'hachazinan de'ika shira belonesachim. But there are times where there is shira without wine. For example, v'chein hayu like here, Karban Pesach has no wine. V'chein hayu b'mikdash b'mikadshin ha'azaros b'beiz chodos todos ubeshir. When they wanted to be Mekadesh the Azara, or to add space to the Azara, or to add space to Yerushalayim, they used to have Hallel and bring Karbanos. right? And there's no wine. So what's going on? So the Tosfos gives the following answer. V'amari, Dachi Pirusho, Ein Omrim Shira B'Shas HaKravas Karbon El Al HaYayin. In other words, when do you require Shira? When you have wine in the factor, when there's wine, then the Shira should be when there's wine. If there's wine, that's when the Shira should be. So when you bring a carbon, a normal carbon with nesachim, with wine, when should the Shira be? Whenever you pour into wine. Not before, not after, whenever. What? One second. The mitzameach el elokim v'anashim, because there's a reference that it should be happy to people and to Hashem. Darish le, we make a drasha. The ikar shtia v'simcha hainu b'shas achila. The ikar ashtia is when you're eating. That's the best time to drink, is when you're eating. V'dumya d'hachi nami l'gavoa b'shas akravas akarbon. So Hashem says, I'll pretend like a person. When the mizbeach is getting the drinking and the eating, that's when we'll say halal. Just like a regular person would do the same thing. Right, so when does Hashem Kaviyachol say halal? When do we say halal by a non-eater, by the mizbeach? Whenever you would be eating. De'ein omrim shira el al yayin, because you say shira on wine. Aval shelo b'shas hakrava, but if there is no carbon, hay omrim shira below shas hayayin. Then of course you don't have to have wine. B'kama duchtis, in many places like that. Like now, Erev Pesach, there's no wine. So when do you say halal? Whenever you want. When they used to be add on to the Azara or add on to the city of Yerushalayim, they would say Shira. There's no wine. So say Shira whenever you want. As Tosfos says. But it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about who said Shira.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why? What do you mean?
My carp is finished because 1,000 kavar being done in the first cut.
Right.
We're not all done at the same time. According to them, if you're doing it as soon as you finish with the sprinkle, whatever it is, and who's saying it's Shira?
So,
every different lady is doing it at a different time?
So, no, the question is that the Levine could do that one time.
But then you're not doing it exactly what I'm doing my thing.
Right, so the truth is that Rabbi Yosef asks a little bit, he's going to ask a little bit your question. A little bit is going to give your answer. It's going to, he'll help you out in a second. One more line in the Gemara. Then we say like this, Im Gamru, if they finished Hallel, Shanu, they said it a second time. V'im Shanu, and if they finish it a second time, shalshu. They said it a third time. Afal pi shalosh shalshu miyameim. It never happened. They had to finish it three times. They never got that far. The question is, how slow did they say halal? Was it like on a yontif over here, or like on a weekday when it's a shkodesh and you fly through it? We'll get to the bracha in a minute. What?
How much halal did they say?
They said the whole halal.
Entire halal?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean, fuck halal?
Oh, just
halal. Halal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, listen to this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mia Mayhem, all the days, shall catch Shlishis, the third group, Lo Higiyu L'Ahafti, Kiyishma Hashem. They never even got to Ahafti.
Now you know which halal.
That's why you know it's the whole halal. They never even got to Ahafti, Shmibnei She'ama Mu'atin. Because only the Gemara is going to say it on the base, only the lazy people showed up for the third cut. Said it was only the stragglers. Wasn't that many people. So they didn't even get to the Ahafti.
So it must go on the people then.
What?
It's going to Levi'im, wasn't it?
No. So the Kol Ramaz, the Kol Ramaz says, it's a little bit of a hint, that when you're lazy, there's no Ahafti as Hashem in your life. Right? That's a little bit of a Musar. Anyway. What? The Kol Ramaz. I don't know who that is. Anyway, The question that's asked is how could they so what happened if they finished halal a second time and then a third time but they never got to Vahafti and they never finished halal? How could you finish halal and then how could you stop saying halal? They made a bracha. How could you stop saying halal? You stop halal in the middle? Go home? They wouldn't finish.
Maybe they wouldn't say bracha on the second.
So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's one answer. They never finished the third halal. So what, they stopped? So Rabbi Yashiv answers, no, of course they finished halal. They finished it quietly. All right, the singing is done. The is done. Quietly, you have to finish. You hear that? That might answer you. So whatever stage you're up to, you have to finish halal quietly. The Grizz says a big chiddush. He says, who said they made a bracha? You don't make a bracha on Hallel when it's mitoch. How does he say it? When it's mitoch that. 1 minute. Right. The Hallel that they said here was mitoch shira. It wasn't mitoch kriya. If it's mitoch kriya, it's a din of kriyat Hallel, like every yontif and a Hanukkah, you have to make a bracha. Here, it's not mitoch kriya, it's a shira. Shira, there's no bracha. There's no bracha when you say, I'm making a bracha, but that's why. That's why at the Seder. There's no bracha. There's no bracha at Hallel at the Seder. Why? It's the same vart. Because it's a shira. It's spontaneous. It's supposed to be an expression of happiness. I'm required to be happy? There is a mitzvah to be happy. But it's a very funny thing to do. You can't require somebody to go sing a song. It has to be spontaneous. There's no bracha. Okay? Next. K'maseo k'bechol, kach maseo b'Shabbos. Whatever they did by the chol, they did the same thing on Shabbos. Ella, except, shekahanam adichen es ha'azara. The kahanam would wash out the azara. Shelo b'rotzen chachamim. The Chacham were not happy about that. They would clean the floors. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, listen to this, Rabbi Yehuda. Kos haya memale midama taroves. If you ask me if the cup was cleaned, it was not cleaned. Not only that, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is what they would do. At the end of the day, they would take the cup, there's blood all over the floor, right? They would take a scoop of the blood into the cup and sprinkle that on the Mizbeach, hoping that if any blood spilled along the way, some of that blood will be in this cup. Like this cup will be a conglomerate of all the karbanos of the day. Like one final push, so everybody should be yote. The Chacham were not happy with that idea. Why weren't they happy? We'll see in the Gemara. Ketzad tolin umafshitin. How do you hang the animal to remove the hide? Unkiyot shalbarat al hayikavuim bekosel. There were pegs of iron dug into the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, uba amudim shebehem, and on those posts, tolin umafshit, and they would hang them and take off the hide. Call me she'en lo makom litlos, lahafshit, if there was no space, there was an endless amount of space, if they ran out of space, maklos dakim v'chalukim v'chalakim, they would make some kind of sticks and posts, ha'yisham maniach al kis tefo. Or they put on the shoulder of Al-Kesef Chaver, on someone else's shoulder, like to make like a bridge, whatever. Tola umafshit, and they would remove the hides. Rabbi Elazar Omer, yudalot shechaliot b'Shabbos, if it was on a Shabbos, which they couldn't do that, why couldn't they do that? The big machlokas, why not? Rashi says they couldn't do it. What kind of malach is that? It's not necessary. Meniach yado Al-Kesef Chaver, v'yad Chaver Al-Kesefo, put your hand on his hand on your shoulder. The Tolu Mafshit, hang it and take off the make a human post and take off the hide.
So they can play it, but they can't put a post on.
Right, because it's not necessary. Karo, they would open up the animal. The Hotzi as a Muro, take out the fat, the Murin. Nasno, the Magus, they would give it to somebody who would stir the dam. The Ktirin al Gavim is there. Kahanim, no, only Kahanim. The only thing that Yisraelim did was Shechita, and also this removing the hide, apparently. What? Yeah. Yotzeh Zekat Rishona, the first cat went out. The Yashvalo Harabayas, they sat on Harabayas. Shnia Bechel, the second one in the Chel, it's a surrounding area. Vishlishis Bimkoma Omedes, the third group was in their spot. Chashecha, they waited till dark. Yotzu Vitzolos Pitzchein. Then they went home. And they roasted their carbon Pesachs. What? That's only when it was a Shabbos. They couldn't go home because they couldn't carry home the carbon Pesach. They're stuck with it. They wait till Shabbos was over, then go home. Why couldn't they carry it home? We'll see tomorrow. Right? I mean, it's a riot to me. There was no Eruv. Because the Gemara is going to be the Gemara's what? I know, so we're going to talk tomorrow when the wall went down. It wasn't walled. It's not so simple. But even still, why did they make an Erev? Interesting. Amar V'Yitzchak, Ein Pesach Nishchad Ela B'Gimel Kitos. There had to be three Kitos. So shloshim v'shloshim b'nei adam. Each one has 30 people. My time of why? Because kahal v'ed of Yisrael. Each one of those means 10. Like a minion. Now mesap kolon. I b'kat achas. I b'zar chazeh. You have to have a combination of 30 or 30 for each one. We're not sure. Hilgach b'gin and shalosh kilos shloshim v'shloshim b'nei adam. Therefore you have 30 of each one to cover your bases. And there's more than 30 people coming to the... The Iyubas Achas, if you only had one, Ha'ika, you have, if you need only 30 for each one you have, V'Bazachazah, Ha'ika, if you need for each one you also have, either way you have. Hilgach, therefore, V'Cham Shinami Sagi, and if you also only need 50. Because you have 30, then 10 and 10, and the other 20 could stay for each one. Right? The Ayli Tzlasin Ba'avdi, 30 come in and do the Avodah, V'Ayli Asara, and 10 go in, V'Nafki Asara, 10 can go out, then 10 can go in and 10 can go out. So you're always going to have 30 there, and you'll cover your bases as well. No, it's not talking about a group. You'll see in a minute with the group. Okay. Nichnas akat rishona. Itmar. Abaya omar ninalu, tanan. Abaya says that the doors close on their own. It was a nace. Doors close on their own. The doors, when it got full, the doors decided to close. You couldn't stop that. It closed, an ace. Rava Amar, Nolan tonight. No, it's just Nolan. Somebody would close the doors. Somebody would say, okay, you know, it's jam-packed in here. This cot is done. We're closing the doors. My Benayhu, what's the difference? What's the difference? Eke Benayhu, Lemishmech Anisa. Do you rely on an ace? Do you rely on an ace? Abay Amar, Ninalu Tanan, Kama Da'ayli, Ma'alu, Vesamchin Anisa. Let everyone go in, and the doors will close when they're good and ready. It's you rely on an ace. Don't we have a rule? You're not allowed to rely on an ace. Ain't some canal an ace. So the Ein Yaakov says that the only reason Abaya holds here, you're allowed to rely on an ace, because anyway there were nisim going on at the Beis HaMikdash. It was a miraculous place.
Right, there was a known thing.
There was a known nisim flying all over the place. To have another ace, what's the problem?
Because you're not relying on it. It happens to happen. You don't need it.
Right. Rava Amar, Noalin Tanan. It says Noalin. Right? Velosam chin anisa. You don't rely on an ace. Right? Vahadidnan. But we learned in the Mishnah like this. There's a story that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, there's a story that Akavya ben Mahalalel, right? He's mentioned like one time, a few times. He's in Pirkei Avos. There was a whole shiloh whether a Gioris could be a Sota. Could a Gioris ever be a Sota? There's the Pesukim, maybe she can't be a Sota. A Gioris. Can she be a Sota? So there's a machlokas about it. So Shemaya and Aftali on Paskin, yeah, that she could. So they told the Kavya Mahalalel, that Shemaya and Aftali on Paskin, that a Gioris could be a Sota. So he said, yeah, because they're also Gerim. Right? They're also Gerim. Now, so it says to Rabbi Yehuda, that Kavya Mahalalel never said that. Chas v'shalom, he would say such a thing. Chas v'shalom, Shakavya ben Mahalal Nisnada. And then if he said it, they put him in Cherim. They put him in Cherim for saying that, for belittling Shemayin Aftalion. Chas v'shalom, that never happened. Why? She'ena zara nin eles al kol adam b'Yisrael k'chachmu b'yira k'cheit k'chavya ben Mahalal. Because it says that the doors would open or close for no one greater than him. What? He was put in Cherim. He did that. Now, one second. Until now, what does it say? The doors closed. They were closed. It did close. So Abaya Matar is a Tameh. Abaya will say his own answer. Rav Matar is a Tameh. Abaya Matar is a Tameh. Ein Bazara B'Shah Shenin Allah. I'll call Adam B'Shah. Right, there's no time that the doors will close on their own. For somebody as great as, B'chachm over here, meaning, it's not a kash on me at all. It means it was an ace. Rav Matar is a Tameh. Ein Bazara B'Shah Shenin Alin Osa. I'll call Yisrael. B'chachm over here, no, it means the doors would never close for someone as great as Kavya Mahalal. But it was not an ace. Okay?
How did the song went to close? If they
do, I guess when it was I don't know.
Could you give a number?
I don't know. Tan Rabbanan. Me'olam, lo nisma'ich adam ba'azara. No one ever got crushed in there. Chutz mi'Pesach Echad, except for one Pesach. Shoy b'mei Hallel. It was during Hallel. Sorry, b'mei Hillel. Sorry. Shenizma'ich bo zokon Echad. One guy, an old man, got crushed. Vayukarinoso Pesach Ma'uchin. And they called it the crushed Pesach, because the guy got crushed. Who was this guy? Well, this guy got crushed.
He crushed and killed recently.
He got killed, right. So this is the Kabbalah portion of the Kabbalah portion of the Daf. The Maharami Pano says that this person was a Gilgal of none other than $100 if you get this one. He was a Gilgal of the Sar HaOfim. The Sar HaOfim.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Sar HaOfim, who was the baker, who
by Yosef.
By Yosef, right? He was a Sar HaOfim.
Was a goy.
What?
Was a goy.
Right. So what? He was a guy. So what? He was the one that told over bad news. Right? No, he died.
No.
Right?
He was hung.
He was hung. It was him. Right. He was also the guy who appeared, same neshama, who appeared during the days of Elisha, who didn't believe when Elisha told him that the famine is going to stop, and he made some comment that, what?
He got crushed.
He got crushed over there also?
Yeah.
He got crushed over there also? Right? And he's the same guy over here. And he looked around and he saw all the Jews saying Hallel. And he was, Hillel, whatever. He saw so many people, so crowded. And he gave like an Ayin Hara. He's the same guy. Same root of his neshama, all in all places. A bad seed. That's what the Rami panel says. Okay. Tana, that's the end of the Kabbalah portion of today's. That's the end of the Kabbalah portion of today's daf. Tana Rabbanan, Tanachas, one time. Bikei Shagrifas HaMelech, Litein Eina, B'ol Kulsei Yisrael. He wanted to take a count. How many Jews are there? How many Jews are here in Erev Pesach at the Beis HaMikdash? How many? So Amalan L'Kohen Gadol, Tein Einecha B'Psachim. Go count the Psachim. So even though there's more than one person in Pesach, he'll give a rough idea how many Jews there are. Right? So Natal Kulya Mikol Echad. Echad, they took out one kidney, right, from each animal. V'nimtzu sham shisha rube zugos zuge kluyos. There were 600,000 pairs of kidneys. That means there were 1.2 million people at the Beis Hamikdash.
No,
1.2 million kabanos. Kafla.
Everyone's
Kaflayim. My point is 1.2 million. Kaflayim yotzei Mitzrayim. Double the amount that went out of Mitzrayim. 600,000 went out. Here was double that.
Doesn't Josephus also say that's how he found out?
Something like that, yeah.
1.2 million lambs or sheep.
Double that.
No, one kidney of each. One kidney says, right.
They don't have kidneys.
But it's funny, Lushan, because they only paired inside, they weren't paired outside.
Correct. Right? But they paired them up.
So it's 1.2 million lambs with one.
Correct. Chutz, mitamei meis, mitamei sheir b'dech rechoka. This excludes anyone that was tummy that was not there, right? They weren't there. There were at least 10 people to each carbon.
12 million.
Right, so it's 12 million people, if you figure that out. Right, at least. Right?
Yeah, right.
What? That's also, and they called that Pesach Me'uvin. Pesach, the fat Pesach, was a lot of crowds. Now,
what was the green buzz? It was towards the end of the Bayashay.
Yeah, he was a descendant of Herod. Now the Gemara says, now the Gemara has a whole discussion. How can they take a kidney out? Not to call you, Haboy Akhtara. It has to be brought. She said, the Hadar Makhtar, after they took it and counted, they brought it. I, Vokziv, Iktiro, Shloya Arif, Chelbo, Shalzeh, Bezeh. What is it? They took 1 million kidneys and put them on the Mizbech at the same time? You can't do that. No, the Hadar Makhtar, the Hadar Makhtar. No, they put them individually. 1.2 million kidneys individually.
Wait a minute, so they shafted
1.2 million carbonates. We're gonna reject this. But Tanya, but it says, one second, you have to burn the animal in one shot. You can't burn this, but the coil will, the kidney will come bring later. You can't do that.
No, not burning the animal,
it's the emur. The emur after in one shot. Ella, you're right. Right, it was just a simen. All right, one kidney, okay, write down one. Another kidney, write down another one. That's all it was, right? Ah, diavle midiachin, they had some other count. They would count, they weren't actually using the kidneys. Okay. Velohayu lebedichin shulayim. And the cup didn't have any base.
Right.
I'm sorry. Kohen onim shuras. My timer, why do they have to have their own colors? Ilema, the dilma shakli dadavo, mali bekaspa. Because you're going to have gold and you're going to return silver. Maybe there's a shayla of malam, v'kodesh v'ein moridin. You can downgrade. So hachanami, dilma shakli bar masin umali bar maya. Maybe it's going to, the first cup was a $200 cup and there's a $100 cup. How do you know that? That can't be the reason. El the haki shaper tfei. It's prettier. It's pretty when you see a row of gold and a row of silver. V'hoyle bezichin shulayim. The bezichin didn't have any base. Tana rabbanon. Kol bezichin shervik is v'hoyle and shulayim. No cup had a base. Chod bezichin lavona. Except for the lavona. Shalechem aponim. Which was on the lechem aponim. Shem yinicham v'yifros halechem. Because they didn't want it to lean and it'll lean on the bread and it'll ruin the bread. So they gave those a base so they shouldn't lean on the bread. Shachat Yisrael v'kibel hakohen. Lo sagi de lav Yisrael. What, Yisrael had to do this? Hagufa kamashlon. Yeah, you're right. The shechita bazar ksheira. Shechita is kosher with the zar. The kibel hakohen. Hakamashlon. The mikibala ve'elech mitzvah kahuna. Right? Mikibala ve'elech it's a mitzvah kahuna. Nasnu lechadero. Shmas mina. You see from here that halacha shelo beregel havi halacha. Just handing it off without moving is considered halacha. It's a din of halacha. I can do halacha without moving. How? I hand it to you. And you hand it in. The whole assembly line.
But Shabbos is not halacha.
What?
Shabbos is the one of the
correct.
Other.
Dilma, so maybe Hunayin Purta. Maybe he moved a little bit. So Elohak by Kamashvalan, so then who cares? In other words, if he moved a little bit, then what's this whole, what are you telling me all this for? Ha Kamashvalan, the Rovam Hajas Melach. Yeah, it's just nicer when you have so many people being involved. So even though I could walk there and walk back, I could have four people, but that's have a row of 100 kahanim, an assembly line, how nice that is. Kibbalah samoli, moli machzor, it's a rekon, aval ipchalo, not the other way around. You don't pass over mitzvah, so you start with the full one, and then you end off with the empty one. Korin kar v'etzel mizbeach, mantana pesach v'zmika, who said the pesach gets a zrika? Who said that? That's Amar Vchit, the Ryotzeg Lilihi, the Tanya. Ryotzeg Lilihi Omer, es domam tishrak al mizbeach, v'es chelbam taktir. Domi lo nemar, elo domam. Chelbo lo nemar, elo chelbam. Limin ala bachar, u'maiser, u'pesach, shehein te'unin matan domam. Ve'murin l'gabim mizbeach. That's where they get a sprinkling. Minal and the tuning yisod, how do you know it goes on the yisod? Amar Rabbi Elazar, isya zrika, zrika. It's a gzera shava. Me'ola. Tziv hacha, it says over here, as dom tzivak al mizbeach. The tziv hasam, and it says over there, over where? It says over there, by an ola, vizarku b'nei aron ha-kohanim, as dom al mizbeach saviv. Ma ola tu'una yisod? Just like the ola requires yisod, af pesach ton yisod, so too, the pesach requires a yisod. V'ola gufa minolan, and the ola itself, how do you know? Amar kra, el yisod mizbeach, Ha'ola, Alma Ola Tu'una Yisod. That pasuk is talking about a chatas. But it calls it the Mizbeach Ha'ola. Are you calling it the Mizbeach Ha'ola or the Yisod Ha'ola? Mizbeach Ha'ola. El Yisod Mizbeach Ha'ola. Why did I say that? To tell you that an Ola requires the Yisod. Alright, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. A very interesting daf tomorrow and Sunday and Monday. Very interesting stuff going on. Alright, we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.